I do have a variety of things that I am excited for all of you to see. I have brought a brilliant Braille display and the two newest Braille displays, which are the Braille Connect 32 and the Braille Connect 12. And also, I have Mobile Speed Pocket on a Dell PDA. So what I will do is actually pass around the smallest, which is, have you guys seen Braille Connect?
No. I don't think most people have.
All right. Well, this is the little baby. This is a 12 cell. I said I have a Braille Connect 12 and a Braille Connect 32. These are the newest Braille displays. What's really cool about them is that not only are they Bluetooth, they're also wireless. And also USB is another option to connect them to a PC. A lot of what people are doing these days is using off-the-shelf PDAs and installing the screen reader Mobile Speak Pocket. And I also have a Dell PDA with Mobile Speak Pocket on it. What is interesting about the Braille Connect 32 that I have, in addition to the regular 32 cells and the cursor routing buttons, on each side of the display there are three navigation buttons on the left, three on the right, so it's like a Braille cell. And above the actual Braille display, there are input keys. And they're very much like the Braille Note PK. If you are familiar with the PK, the keys are very much the same. In fact, they are exactly the same as on a PK. Also, along the front edge of this display, you'll notice in the center there is a joystick. On either side, there are buttons that are used as space keys, and to the left and right of those are two additional buttons. And the purpose is really to allow people to do a lot of navigating using a PDA and using cell phones and even using a PC or laptop and being able to do a lot of the basic navigation functions so that you don't have to take your hands off the display to put them on the laptop or put them on the PDA or the cell phone. You can do a lot of things directly using the Braille itself, which is a pretty cool thing. Have most of you guys seen a PDA? It's about the size of my hand. There is a large screen, and beneath the screen, in the center, there's a joystick and two buttons on the left, two buttons on the right. And what MobileSpeak, our Code Factory rather, has done is create a really cool way to interface with this really visual little PDA. The screen is actually divided into four quadrants, so we can use the keys beneath the screen for a variety of functions, Tab, Alt, Control, Shift, but also we can use these virtual sections on the screen itself by actually tapping them. We can tap each section as many as three times. So there is a tremendous amount of functionality. But one of the nice things about the Braille Connect 32, you'll notice that those buttons on either side of the joystick coincide really nicely with the hardware keys on the PDA itself. And I'll pass that around when I'm through with the presentation. And also, I'll let you feel a Brailleant 40. And this is also a display similar in that it feels like a bar of Braille, but it doesn't have the Braille input keys, nor does it have those buttons along the front edge. It doesn't have a joystick. But what it does have is just a really sleek feel. And it does have those navigation buttons on the left and right side of the display. I'm going to show you, I think, one of the really nice features about using a PDA. First of all, I personally believe these kinds of off-the-shelf PDAs with MobileSpeak Pocket really only make sense for people that are using computers. Because the whole point of this is to be able to have just a small little little handheld device that you can carry around, add information, but the point is really to be able to synchronize it with your desktop or your laptop. And with using Microsoft ActiveSync, all of the information can be synchronized, so you basically have a really efficient way of having all the information on both your laptop, your desktop, and the PDA, and it's an interchangeable way of making sure that you're up to date, you don't have different information on one unit not transferred to the other. So it's my theory that it probably makes sense for people to buy these if, in fact, they are using a computer. And it's not the same as using Windows. Mobile 2005, which is the operating system that I'm using on this Dell, is quite different. And when people think about getting a PDA with MobileSpeak Pocket on it, it's important to realize that there are significant differences between those two operating systems, Windows and Mobile 2005. I've mentioned all of these various buttons. I'll show you a cool thing that Code Factory has added. They have added a start wizard, and this will kind of give you a sense of how this all works.
Enter start wizard 10 of 15. Welcome to MobileSpeak Pocket 1 of 9. Thank you for choosing MobileSpeak Pocket, the powerful screen reader for your Pocket PC device. This wizard will introduce you to the key features of MobileSpeak Pocket. To exit this wizard, double tap on the screen. Use the left and right arrow keys located under the screen to move to the previous and next page. To repeat the contents of any page, press the enter key located in the middle of the arrow keys. Press the right arrow key to move to the next page. Hardware function keys. 2 of 9 most Pocket PC devices have several keys located below and above the screen and on the sides of the device. The arrow keys and the enter key are usually located below the screen. Some of these hardware keys are used by MobileSpeak Pocket to perform screen reader commands. They are mapped to Tab, Alt, Control, and Shift, all of which, except for Tab, is toggled on or off by the assigned key. Take a moment now to press or press and hold each key on your device. As you do so, its name will be announced if MobileSpeak Pocket uses it. When you are done, press the right arrow key to go to the next page.
So if I actually press those buttons in order from left to right on the bottom of the unit, the first is Tab.
Tab.
Next to that, going to my right.
Alt.
And then the joystick, which is Enter. Next to the joystick is the Control key.
Control.
And the final button to the far right is
Shift.
Shift.
Basic functions. 3 of 9. There are many different functions available, but let's learn the basic ones. The Tab key will move focus from one control to the next. To go to the previous control, press and release the Shift key and then press Tab. The Shift key will remain active so that pressing Tab will actually perform Shift plus Tab. Press Shift again to toggle it off. Use arrow keys to select an item in a list box, list view, and a regular or editable combo box. Push buttons are activated using the Enter key. Pressing Enter also toggles the state of checkboxes. To go to the next page now, press the right arrow key.
Frankly, I own MobileSpeak Pocket and I have a phone which is different from the one Joanne's using. And the reality is it's really most helpful if you have a device, because the location of the buttons is going to be different depending upon the device that you have.
Well, I'll just let you hear a little bit more.
Virtual function keys. 4 of 9. In addition to the physical keys on the device, MobileSpeak Pocket or more virtual function keys. If I did into 4 squares, 2 on top of the other 2, then 4 virtual keys are mapped to these areas. Following a clockwise direction, the first key is on the upper left part of the screen. Each key can be activated in 3 different ways, by tapping once, by tapping twice quickly, or by keeping the key pressed for half a second before releasing it. To learn what commands they perform, take your time now to single tap, double tap, and long tap on each of the virtual function keys. Also use them in combination with Control, Shift, and Alt, pressing the hardware function key before the virtual one. When you are done, go to the next page by pressing the right arrow key.
And just to let you hear what actually occurs when I tap the screen. Now, sometimes I use my fingernail. This PDA has really had its share of tapping. I've had it at a lot of conferences. I will try to use a stylus for the purposes of this demonstration, but I'm going to tap the upper left corner.
Date and time command. Read the current date and time set on the device.
And if I press that twice quickly,
start menu command. Activates the start menu wherever focus is.
And by the way, that's Phonix. If you're wondering which synthesizer, you can use different synthesizer, and it's probably a larger footprint. So I have been using Phonix for the purposes of this PDA. But there is Loquendo available, and it sounds terrific. It's just a larger footprint.
Meaning you can't use it on low-power devices without fast processors, without really sacrificing efficiency.
Exactly. Now, this will be the third way in which I can tap it, and now I will just tap it and hold it down.
Activate input command. Activate input command. Activates the default input method in mobile speak pocket.
So if I move to the right-hand side, and it's the upper right-hand corner, and if I press it once...
Read status command. Read status information such as battery level and charging state, Bluetooth and active sync status, upcoming appointments, and more.
If I press it twice...
Taskbar command. Move focus to the taskbar.
And if I press it one long tap...
Context help command. Read the context-sensitive help for the current item.
And if I move down directly beneath that in the right-hand corner, which is... Let me tap this once.
Context menu command. Activates the context menu for the current item.
And I will tap it again.
Menu bar command. Activates or edits the menu bar in an application.
And a long tap.
Repeat last command. Repeats the last spoken text.
There you go. And then I'll tap this one quickly on the...
Stop speech command. Stops current speech output.
Twice.
Close command. Closes the current window or application.
And then a long tap.
Activate input command. Activates the default input method in mobile speak pocket.
I'm going to not have you hear all of the Start Wizard information. But the nice thing is that it will actually help you get pretty familiar with it in an easy-to-use way. So it's a nice way to initially get trained. And
other features. 8 of 9. Here are some other features of Mobile Speak Pocket that enhance user experience. 1. Complete access to Pocket Internet Explorer, Word, Excel, and Outlook, among others. 2. Built in comprehensive help system specific to Mobile Speak Pocket and to Pocket PC applications. 3. Review cursor for exploring areas of the screen to which system focus cannot navigate. 4. Labeler for graphical icons. 5. Routing of speech output to a Bluetooth headset or hands-free. 6. Support for a growing number of text-to-speech engines. Different voices chosen from over 15 languages can be installed on the same device. 7. Full-screen magnifier plugin with font smoothing and 10 different zoom levels, and which can be used with or without speech feedback. 8. Drivers for Bluetooth-compliant Braille devices such as keyboards, displays, keyboards with refreshable Braille lines, and haptic Braille printers. To go to the next page, press the right arrow key.
And I'm just going to get out of here.
You are now ready. 9 of 9. The entire Code Factory team wishes you a pleasant experience using Mobile Speak Pocket. We recommend that you check out our websites at www.codefactory.es and www.msbusers.com for more information and related software. You are now ready, and once you press the right arrow key, this wizard will close and Mobile Speak Pocket will be launched. If you wish to read these training screens again later, select Start Wizard from the MSP control panel opened by pressing Enter on the Mobile Speak Pocket shortcut in the Today screen or in the Start menu. You may also press the MSP Alt key 4 times within 10 seconds to activate the Help mode for learning all MSP commands. Enjoy exploring this new world of accessibility.
There you have it. And if you're interested in knowing what PDAs or what cell phone PDAs are available, the best thing to do is go to codefactory.es. That is the most up-to-date list. And I'm telling you, they do a miraculous job of really every day. It seems as if they have a new device that is now accessible. One thing to note, at HumanWare, we are not selling Mobile Speak for cellular phones. We are only working with Mobile Speak Pocket. And Mobile Speak Pocket does work on a number of PDA/cell phones. So that can be a little bit confusing for people. So I don't have a cell phone with me. It's not something that we are supporting. So it's specific to a PDA with a cell phone. And as you heard, the nice thing is that Code Factory has actually made sure that there is tremendous Braille support available. And one of the nice ways in which to use the Braille Connect is in combination with a PDA. I can show you how it works with a computer after I show you the Braille, but I think this is a cool thing to see. And I'm going to turn it on. There's a button on the left-hand side that I just simply press in. And that little sound indicates that this keyboard is now on. It says Braille Connect 32. By the way, if you're using Bluetooth, the battery life is 25 hours. If you're using USB, 75. And also you can set it in its menu structure such that as you're using USB, it can also simultaneously be charging the Braille display. Now sometimes if you're using a laptop, you may not want to do that because it may actually more quickly drain the battery for the laptop. But on the other hand, I mean, that is a tremendous amount of battery life and access to Braille. And, you know, I had worked and sold Braille displays previously, and I guess the thing that really excites me about this is just this simple bar of Braille, so lightweight. While actually in my own case, I prefer more Braille rather than less Braille, so I know some people really love the 12 cell, and for me, that's just not enough Braille. The Braille Connect is available in the 12 cell, 24 cell, 32 cell, 40, 64, and 80. And the Brilliant doesn't have a 12-cell unit. But other than that, so both displays have all those variations. And as much Braille as you want, you could certainly have 80, and I think that would be a significant amount of Braille. And I like the size of the 32, and that's the reason I brought this one along. The 40 isn't much larger, though. So, and we haven't yet received the 24, but it will have the same kind of input keys, not like the Braille Connect 12. So there are menus that immediately are available, and it's from these Braille menus that I use the buttons on either side of the display down to the next dot 6.
Enabling Braille. MSP Braille ready.
And little beep on the Braille display lets me know that I now have Braille ready. When I talk about those buttons on either side of the Braille display as navigation buttons, when I'm using Mobile Speak Pocket, it's pretty cool because if I press in Braille an ST sign, or that's 3-4.
Today, 1 of 12.
And that takes me to the Today screen, and it's very much like going to the desktop of your computer, and then I can use the joystick I was currently showing.
Excel Mobile, 2 of 12.
Excel Mobile. It's nice to have Excel.
File Explorer, 3 of 12. Internet Explorer, 4 of 12. PowerPoint Mobile, 5 of 12.
And that's another thing that Code Factory has working, is a PowerPoint slide can be run using Mobile Speak Pocket, which is pretty darn cool.
Windows Media, 6 of 12. Word Mobile, 7 of 12. Bubble Breaker, 8 of 12. Mobile Speak Pocket, 9 of 12. Programs, 10 of 12. Settings, 11 of 12. Help, 12 of 12.
And it does have an extensive help menu, and there are other applications available as well. One of the neat things that Code Factory has done recently that I was checking out with the Braille display when I was showing it to some people, they have Braille games that are really very clever, and it's, again, to encourage people to develop Braille skills. And they've done it, I think, in a really delightful way. They're interesting games, and I think for kids that are needing to practice Braille skills, or for adults for that matter, it's just a nice way for people to have a good time while they're reading Braille. So that kind of lets you hear some of the applications that are immediately available. I can also hear such things as, if I press an S,
battery 86, Bluetooth on, volume 10, tasks, one high priority, one active.
Okay, so that's going to tell me what the battery status is. So it's really a combination, when I mentioned those hardware buttons on the PDA, well, that's what's so nice about using the Braille Connect series of Braille displays with this, because I can use the hardware buttons along the front edge of the Braille Connect 32, and they have very much the same kind of functions as on the PDA itself. So if I open an application,
Excel Mobile, 2 of 12.
And if I click on that,
list, no, Excel Mobile window.
And if I press the right buttons, the space bar and the button to the right,
undo, disables, 1 of 10.
There is a context menu that opens and it allows me to make selections within, for example, Excel. And
can I say a few words about how people use these? Because I don't know how many in the room really know that much about them.
Well, there are any number of PDAs out there, and basically they give me the option. I have all my contacts synchronized onto this PDA. So if I didn't want to bring my laptop with me and I wanted to just carry this little handheld device, I could go into contacts. I could go into my calendar. It's got several of the applications that are on a desktop or that you would use within Windows. But the difference is it isn't a full-fledged Windows, so it's not going to have all of the power that Windows does. It's got mobile.
Do you want me to give you an example?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I want to say three quick things. One is Code Factory does an excellent job. They have an excellent product. Mobile Speak Pocket is quite robust given what it's trying to do. The second thing I'll tell you is the learning curve on these is quite steep. I consider myself to be at least an average user, and it really is probably the most challenging piece of technology I've ever used.
You know, I would actually agree with that for me as well.
So it's not for the faint of heart. What differentiates a PDA from a smartphone, for example? You can hear things about smartphones. What differentiates the two is that a PDA is primarily what it says, a personal data assistant with a lot of functions. You heard things like Word Mobile and Excel and PowerPoint. It's primarily a very tiny personal data assistant with a phone in it. A smartphone, by contrast, is primarily a phone with some other functions in it. So you may hear the same kinds of, some of the same applications if you were to hear a smartphone, but the difference is that the primary purpose of that is a phone, whereas the phone is kind of ancillary almost in this with the PDA. What do I do with it? I wish I could afford a Braille device because that would make my life extremely much easier. But because I don't have it, what I do with it is I will sometimes take it on the road and I'll edit Word documents that I've created, or I'll create some notes in Word documents that I'll then bring back to my computer or use my laptop, sync it to my laptop. I'll sometimes read email on it so that then when I come back after a trip of 3 or 4 days, I can synchronize my inbox on my computer and my inbox on the PDA. And syncing just means making the same. So making sure that if I have 10 messages in my inbox on my computer, the same 10 messages will appear on my PDA, on my mobile device.
Now, Amy, when you edit with this, I assume you use a larger keyboard if you're going to be doing...
If I don't do major editing. If I was going to do major editing, yes, I would use a Bluetooth, like a ThinkOutside keyboard, which is a QWERTY keyboard, because I don't have Braille. If I had one of those Braille Connect 32s, then I could do that. I could just input. But the particular device I have has one of these little slide-out thumb keyboards, and I can use it, but it's not something I want to spend all day using. That's for sure.
Can you browse the web with
Yes, you can. I don't think it's... I wouldn't... Again, same kind of thing. I wouldn't want to try to browse the web a lot with it.
Well, that's what my theory is. I really don't think people are going to want these unless they have computers. Because, I mean, yeah, I have gone on the internet, and I've done Google, but again, input is really a key issue. How do you get text onto this unit? Now, this PDA that I have doesn't have that little keyboard that Amy was describing. So what Code Factory did in designing this, they come up with two different versions of how you can actually input directly without a Braille display, without an XML QWERTY keyboard. You can use two methods that they have designed, and they are tedious.
I'm going to pass around my particular phone so people can see it.
Which phone do you have?
It's a T-Mobile NDA.
Do you use your gadget then instead of a voice note or Pac-Mate or in addition?
I use it in addition. My hope when I bought it was that I was going to be able to dump the other device and not have to use it. But A, because I need Braille and I don't have Braille on this device, and also because, you know, the keyboard is so small and the learning curve is what it is, I have not yet abandoned my note taker.
But if you had one of these Braille devices...
Then if I had the Braille Connect with the keyboard input, then I might.
How much is the Braille Connect?
The Braille Connect 12 is $19.95. It's under $2,000. The Braille Connect 24 will sell for $29.95. The Braille Connect 32, $39.95. You get the sense here? The Braille Connect 40, $49.95, etc. So that's how the pricing is arranged. And just to let you know, I have a Brilliant 40 here. And we are selling some of the Brilliant displays those of us who are in the field, who've had demo units, if you're interested in a demo unit, let me know. It's definitely a reduced price, and I will speak to Dominic.
Just for the Brilliant or for the other one?
It's the Brilliant, yes. It's the Brilliant. The Brilliant doesn't have those Braille input keys, nor does the Brilliant have the joystick or those buttons along the front edge. It's the same kind of feel. It's got the Braille display with the cursor routing buttons above each cell, and it's got the navigation buttons, three on the left side of the display, three on the right side of the display. And that's how they're similar, but the Braille Connect has those additional buttons along the front as well as the input keys.
Would it be safe to say that functionally the difference is that with the Braille Connect you can do input
absolutely
with the Braille Connect, whereas you only get output with the Brilliant devices?
Right. And if you're using a Brilliant display and you want to use it with a laptop, terrific. If you're not interested in inputting text, no problem. If you want Braille display that you can use in combination with the PDA so that you can actually enter text into a Word document, or you could add a new contact or calendar entry, then you really want a method by which you can input data onto the PDA. And that's when the Braille Connect makes a lot of sense, because it's a very easy way in which to input information.
I have a question about the PDA. Could you use Trekker off of that?
The Trekker is a Dell PDA, but it doesn't have Mobile Speak Pocket on it. So Mobile Speak Pocket is a screen reader, and it is actually accessing the applications that are on this Mobile 2005 PDA. Trekker is proprietary programs that are designed for blind people, specifically for blind people.
What I'm going to pass around is a Dell 51 PDA, which is similar to what Joanne has, for probably the same thing. The Trekker piece of it has this sleeve that slides over the top, like a Braille keyboard that you can feel. I'm going to pass this around.
If you're interested in owning a Dell PDA, we are selling a Dell PDA with MobileSpeak Pocket for $595, which is the cost of MobileSpeak Pocket, the software. And if you want the Dell PDA that can actually go on the internet, that unit sells for $795.
My show is similar to MobileSpeak. It's software designed to make that PDA talk and do the functions that it has within the PDA. It's very just like a screen reader for your PDA.
Right.
Does Maestro pretty much have the same functionality as the PDA that you were demonstrating, Joanne?
You can read email on a Maestro. There's a Word application. There are, do you have a Maestro that can, it can't do internet yet, can it?
Yeah.
It can, okay. Well, it doesn't have Excel, for
right,
example, nor PowerPoint. But it does have a lot of
proprietary applications,
right,
though. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it does.
That one of the differences between what MobileSpeak Pocket, which is what we were talking about earlier, which uses off-the-shelf applications versus these proprietary devices that use applications which are designed specifically for blind people. And the difference, too, there may be that, for example, where I can sync my inbox with MobileSpeak Pocket, I can't sync my inbox, I don't think,
yes,
if I use one of these proprietary applications.
You can
sync it,
you have to use Outlook.
You can?
Not with a CD for Outlook for your computer.
Yeah.
But yes, you can sync your...
You can sync your inbox with a Maestro?
Yes.
Oh, great. That's great, because I know a lot of the proprietary ones, like the Braille Note, you can't. The Braille Sense, you can't. The Icon, any of those, you cannot sync with your inbox. You can sync your address book,
right,
but you can't sync your inbox.
Right.
So that's great that they've implemented that in the Maestro.
What PDA stands for?
Personal Data Assistant.
And PDAs in general are just devices when you're out and about. They normally people that own a PDA also have a computer, and they sync it with their computer. It's just a quick take on the road kind of device. Like Amy said, maybe you do a little editing or read your email, but they're generally used to sync with your computer.
Really, blind people have been ahead of the game in terms of the note takers that we've been using, like the Braille and Speak, the original Braille and Speak. When you think about it, that was really way in advance of what sighted people were doing at that point. So it's really that kind of portable way of just being able to have all that infernal little light you carry around.
Can you use the Braille Connect with the Maestro or no?
The Braille Connect with the Maestro? No.
What is the advantage of this sort of PDA thing over something like a Notaker or a Braille?
Well, again, I think the only real advantage is, I think if you want to use a cell phone and PDA, if you want all those applications, like if you want to be able to use Pocket Excel, I've actually shown PowerPoint slides from the PDA, which is a cool thing. But if you want to use those kinds of applications and you also want a cell phone, then the PDA with MobileSpeak Pocket works really well with that combination. But in terms of why would somebody want one versus the other piece of it is it's much less expensive than a Notaker because the software is $595 aside from the PDA, so it's less expensive. But on the other hand, it's using the applications that sighted people are using, and you know what? They aren't really blindness-friendly apps, really. In MobileSpeak Pocket, CodeFactory's done a great job of doing all it can to make this as accessible as possible. But when you're using a Notaker specifically designed for blind people, it's going to be easier to use. I mean, it's going to be faster to use applications on a Braille note than it is on this PDA, in my opinion. I just recently, like 2 days ago, got the Braille Connect 32. So it's really great being able to use this with MobileSpeak Pocket, but I just recently got it. So I have not...
Display?
Pardon?
Yeah, exactly.
And I do see how much easier it does make it when you actually have a way in which to quickly input with that kind of Braille access. It's a nice combination. But then, of course, the price goes up if you add the Braille display and the PDA and the software.
When you get the GPS, you get the PDA, and right now I think they're generally shipping them with a 51 Dell X, which is a lot nicer than my original one. With PDAs, typically, if you let the battery die out, you lose all your information. With the Dell X 51, you do not. So it comes with the PDA, the sleeve that goes over the PDA, a GPS receiver, and you can plan a route. You can plan a route from point A to point B. You can just take it out and go for a walk, and it will tell you the street you're on, the direction you're heading. It gives you your altitude, your speed. It tells you the cross streets that you're going to come up to and the names of the streets as you go by them.